Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Hello, Cleaning Nation. So glad to be with you again. So excited to talk to you. Welcome to the place that you're going to get everything you need to get the cleaning company that you've always wanted. If you would like to be a guest on the show, if you've got a question for me, you want to hire me to speak at your next event, all of these things happen through our amazing producer, Natalie. You can get a hold of her at nat@growmycleaningcompany.com or just give us a call, 480-648-5149. We absolutely love hearing from you, Cleaning Nation. Today, we are chatting with Jay Miller from Green Ladies Cleaning. Green Ladies has been serving the Madison, Wisconsin area with residential and now commercial cleaning for over 4 years. If you want to reach out to Jay and his team, you get a hold of them at www.housecleaningmadison.com. Jay, welcome to the show.
Hey, glad to be here.
All right, right off the bat, I've got like 9 things I've got to ask you before we jump in. First of all, I can't help but notice your name of your company is Green Ladies Cleaning, and you sound very little like a lady or green.
Well, yeah, you're correct on both points. I don't know. To be honest, I just kind of came up with that name off the top of my head. There's no real thought process behind it. I just thought it sounded good, so we went with it.
All right, fair enough. And then you've also got House Cleaning Madison, but you're now doing commercial. You're now doing commercial as well, correct?
Correct. Yeah, when we first started out, we were just doing just residential, and I was kind of studying SEO at the time, and at that time it was, you know, it was supposed to be really beneficial to have your main keyword in your URL, so that's kind of why I went with that.
All right, and yeah, that's called an exact domain match for all of you cleaning folks out there, and I think there's still debate in the SEO world. There's certainly some value, just how much is it? My 2 cents that you didn't ask for would be I'd make sure I'd started officecleaningmadison.com as well, just because if I'm a commercial client and you tell me to go to House Cleaning Madison, immediately I'm going to figure you don't understand me and I'm in the wrong spot. That said, since you didn't even ask for the coaching, let's talk a little bit more. Are you a married man? You got family? What's going on in your world, my friend?
Nope. I'm still single. I have a girlfriend. We've been together about the last 3 years. No kids. I'm just living in Madison, Wisconsin. I've been here about 7 years now. Most of my family is back in Iowa. But yeah, that's pretty much it.
I don't know if this makes me a terrible person or just an observant person, but I've noticed folks from the Midwest in the United States just seem to be better from folks on the coast. And I'm from Phoenix, so I include myself on the terrible coastal folks. Every time I go inland or talk to someone like, oh, I grew up in Iowa or Nebraska or Wisconsin or Minnesota, they're all like just really nice people. And you get jerks from Phoenix, you're like, meh, take or leave. So sorry, coastal folks, including myself, and congratulations, middle of the country folks. All right, cool. So it sounds like you're just kind of working for a living, got a girlfriend. Tell me how you got in the cleaning business.
Well, I was in real estate. I bought duplexes and fixed them up and rented them out. And I had, you know, we had about 4 duplexes going at one time that we were renovating. And once we were finished with the renovations, we needed someone to go in there and clean them all out and get them ready to rent. And the girl that I ended up hiring to clean the apartments, I ended up becoming friends with her. She ended up, you know, doing the showings, and she actually got fired. She was cleaning residential in the day, and she would do the showings for me at night. And she ended up getting laid off from her other job, and she was calling me asking if I had any work for her. And I'm like, you know, you should just put some ads up on Craigslist, and, you know, I'm sure you can find house cleaning. And she really didn't know anything about computers. And, you know, long story short, we ended up kind of joining forces, and I put up a website and I did some advertising, and we just kind of grew from there.
So is she still your partner, or is it just you now, or how's that working?
No, it never really was a partnership. It was more, she was just going to do the house cleaning. I was going to handle the advertising side of it. And it turned out I originally wanted her to be the manager, and you know, as we grew, she would manage the other employees, and that really wasn't, you know, something that worked out well for her. But we're still friends, and she still does house cleaning, just not for us.
Okay, cool. So you kind of parted, just like, hey, this was a good fit to start, but it's not now. You go your way, we'll go our way, and all that sounds fantastic.
Exactly. Yep.
All right, cool. I love that kind of story. I love that you kind of started really trying to help somebody else. See, you Midwesterners always looking to help people out. And it ended up, it sounds like it, you know, obviously was a business opportunity for you and worked out better for you than the person you're trying to help, which is fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. To be honest, I never in a million years thought I would start a house cleaning company. It just kind of just happened.
I would say more than half of the people that share their origin stories that their cleaning companies start with, never in a million years did I think I would own a cleaning company. Here I am. So you're in a terrible company or good company, I guess, depending on how you look at it. I'm gonna go for good because I'm biased as all get out. All right. That said, let's see if we can help you today, man. What's going on in your world that I can hopefully give you some help with?
Well, I guess my main question is, I want to get more into commercial aspect, and I have a manager right now who, you know, we talked and she would rather maybe do some more sales. You know, right now she's doing a lot of house cleaning and she would rather kind of transition into doing more in-person sales. And that's something I really don't have a lot of experience with. So I was wondering if maybe you could give me some tips on, you know, how we would go about approaching businesses. Do we just knock on doors? Do we send out flyers? What businesses, you know, should we target? Law offices, you know, chiropractic, is there a certain like niche that might be better than others? And yeah, I guess that's kind of, you know, what I'm looking for help with.
Okay. First of all, great question. I think there's a lot of Cleaning Nation out there that is going to be served by that. So excited to talk with you, of course, but also I think this episode is going to bring a lot of value. That said, let's back it up a little bit. I promise we'll get to your specific questions, but the first thing I always kind of look for in a sales, well, there's really two things. First of all, I always get concerned. The one, I don't know if you're familiar with the book, it's called The PETA Principle. They talk about sometimes you promote somebody beyond their natural ability or their giftings or where they're at in their life. And what happens is now you lose a really good, you know, a lot of times what happens is you've got a really good cleaner and you figure, wow, they'll be a great manager. And they're not. They're a terrible manager because the skill set to manage people and inspire them and keep them on track and you know, in step with your culture is a very, very different skill set than showing up to clean. And the problem is, so now not only do you hire a terrible manager for more money, but you lose a great cleaner. So it's kind of a 1-2 punch. It's not a lot of fun. So same with sales. Not to say this woman couldn't be amazing. I have no idea. I've never met her. But generally the skills required to be a cleaning person or a good cleaning person are very different than the skills to be a salesperson. Does she have any aptitude or any, has she done anything to lead you to believe that she'd be successful in this endeavor?
She doesn't have any sales experience that I'm aware of. I just know, and you know, that was definitely a thought that I had that, you know, sales is a totally different kind of, you know, skill set. But I can say that the reason that, you know, I had this idea is just because she's probably the friendliest person we have on our staff. You know, she's really good with customers. You know, she's just a really nice, bubbly person. And I thought that might kind of transition well into the sales side of things.
Okay, so great point. And that's a great distinction I want to point out. So being bubbly and friendly clearly does not hurt with sales, right? If you're an introvert, it can be more difficult. Not that there aren't very, very successful introverted salespeople, but kind of that raw material of, I like talking to people and by golly, people like talking to me. That's a great start. But that generally is like, okay, now we know she's qualified for customer service, but and not disqualified for sales, but that in and of itself would not qualify her for sales. It would be a good indicator. Before we go forward, I've got a little bit of, I don't want to say bad news, but coaching that you may or may not love. My two cents, especially when it comes to managing sales teams, and I've had a car dealership, a construction company, every brick and mortar I've had for the last 10 years has had some sales team in some way, shape, or form. So this is not coming from opinion, right? This is experience I've had. I'm not a fan of hearing you say, well, I don't really know anything about sales. I'm not great at it. So I'm going to try to delegate it. The problem with that is good salespeople are good salespeople. So they're going to be really good at selling you on, well, that guy wasn't going to buy because he was a jerk and I shouldn't be closing this amount of deals. I should be closing that amount of deals. And the expectations you have really aren't quite fair. And this isn't my fault. And they're really good at selling, right? So oftentimes they get really good at selling you as opposed to selling a customer. And if you don't have that experience to know that, hey, that's kind of BS, you can be out in left field. Same with cleaning, right? I don't want people cleaning all the live long day in their companies, but if they've never cleaned before, I think cleaning for 2 to 6 weeks is an appropriate training. So when someone comes in and go, hey, boss, sorry, Jay, this is a 3-hour job. You're like, no, it's not, because I've cleaned and I know it. You can't pull this over on me. Very similar with sales. So are you open to doing any sales? Are you doing the sales now, or how is that function of your business getting handled currently?
No. I actually run a couple other businesses. So me doing the sales, I really wouldn't have time to do it myself. But I mean, I definitely would be open to, you know, hiring someone that more specializes in that.
Okay. And again, I'm not, my coaching would not be, hey, you have to sell everything all the time forever until somebody dies. But I'm really, and not that there's not any way around this, but 9 times out of 8, you're going to have a easier transition if you do the selling for a time, right? Again, 2-3 weeks, even part-time or partner with somebody. I get that you've got everyone listening has got some sort of life in terms of other businesses or family, or just, you know, we've all got time requirements. So I get that. I'm not saying, nope, stop everything you do this 50 hours a week for the next year and then you can hire someone. That obviously not. But I would say if you've never gone on a sales appointment, never been eyeball to eyeball the customer, have no idea, and you've got someone that's making $10 an hour and you're like, hey, get out there and figure out who to talk to, what to say, how to close a deal, how to bid. I mean, it's a salesperson for a janitorial, certainly commercial, that's a big job. That's like a $40,000 to $80,000 a year gig. So if she's a $10 an hour person, I feel like throwing her in the deep end going, hey, I don't really know how to do this, but you try and figure it out, may cause you a little more heartache than blessing. So if she's got no skill, yeah, and again, you're like, well, I can hire someone that's got quote unquote got experience. That's good. But again, that's like saying, well, I'm going to hire an accountant. I don't know how to do math, but he does. That's a great way to get stolen from. So my fear is, for whatever that looks like with you, I'd really like to see you do some sales in the company. And again, I'm not saying you have to go on every sales call. I'm not saying you have to do it for the next year and a half, but at least for a month or two, if you could walk side by side with that person and kind of figure it out together, I think you're going to have a lot more success than just kind of offloading, saying, haven't done it, never going to do it, never have done it, figure this thing out. You can turn through salespeople pretty hard. And I say that because sales is probably the hardest job to hire for, other than like a general manager or someone to run your entire company. Sales is a bear. Any thoughts? I know all this sounds kind of like bummer feedback. Any thoughts on that or questions so far?
No. And really that makes perfect sense. Now that I think about it, I mean, just to kind of, you know, when I first started the business, I was answering the phones and I was doing the scheduling, and I'm really glad that I did that, because it gave me a lot of insight into learning, you know, what the customer's questions were and, you know, just how everything, you know, if I were to just hire someone straight off the bat to do that, that would have been a whole set of things that I wouldn't have learned myself, and I wouldn't have known how to, you know, teach my employees how to do. So that does sound like a really good idea, just for me to kind of get a feel of how the whole process works. And so that when I do hire someone, that I'll be able to kind of train them and work alongside with them.
Yeah. And then you can kind of call BS from not BS. Cause ideally, if you're like, hey, I don't want to become a sales expert, that's not my goal in life. That's fine. I'm not a cleaning expert, right? Anytime in the group or anytime someone asks me, what do you do with this kind of funky tie? I'm like, I have no clue. I'm the last guy you want touching a mop, but I know enough to get by. So that's all I want to get you on the sales side. The next thing last thing I want to give you, we'll hit the lightning round because we've gone long, is what kind of pay situation are you thinking of for your salesperson?
And that was my other question for you. Is, you know, should I do it hourly? Should I do commission? Should I do kind of a hybrid of both of them? You know, I'm just not sure.
Yeah, and that's one where, man, I've done it all. And I'm a big fan of commission only, because I want them to, or very low base, right? You pay someone $40,000 base and, you know, if they do a really good job, they can make $53,000. That's not a sales. That's customer service. That's just a different position. I'm all about, to any degree, any part of my company, when I can pay for performance as opposed to just showing up, I want to do that. And sales is obviously kind of the easiest one, right? If you sell this thing, I will give you a portion. And the nice thing with cleaning is you can give them kind of a lot of the portion up front, maybe a little bit of portion every month. So they build up in terms of, hey, gosh, you know, I get paid 2% of every job I've ever sold forever or something until I quit. And then that goes away. All of a sudden, they've kind of got some golden handcuffs, and you're gonna have them want to stay a little longer and work a little harder. That said, the one temptation I want to give you, because I've fallen for this and I just want to save you and everybody else listening the headache, is be very, very careful. Let's say you go full commission and, hey, you get some sort of percentage of what you sell, which is totally fine. Be very careful not to fall into the trap of the mindset of this guy or this gal is free. That's probably the biggest mistake I've made in sales. I want to make sure I share with Cleaning Nation is, oh, well, they're a commissioned salesperson, so they're free. I don't pay them anything. I can have 20 of them, and if some will do good, I'll just throw a bunch of crap against the wall, and it's all good. Absolutely not true. Absolutely not true. Your salespeople will take as much or more time than your cleaners and anything else. You've got to invest in you've got to invest to prepare and train them. So you're always going to be investing either time or money in somebody. And in my opinion, the time is more valuable than the money, because the money keeps coming in every month, but that time, once you've spent it, it never comes back. So as you go forward on the pay, I would go 80 to 100% of their pay based on performance and 0 to 20% of some sort of a draw or base salary. But, comma, huge asterisk, make sure you understand you treat them just like you would anyone else. They don't get, because then that's contagious. You treat them like, well, you know, you're just salary or you're just commission. I don't pay anything. So if you don't do anything, I just won't pay you. They just treat you like, well, I'm not going to come and go as you tell me, you know, I don't need to do, you know, you don't pay me. I do what I want. And then it's kind of this selling it. Well, maybe I'll get another job and maybe I'll do it on this. And it's just a mess. So try and compensate based on performance, but hire based on you are just like any other employee. You have requirements and you cannot be here and not meet these requirements, even if we don't have to pay you. You're on staff. You're part of the team. You're representing my company to the world. There are absolutely requirements irrespective of, they're not free. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. Total sense. And as far as now that we're on commission, is there any type of range that you would suggest, like 10%, you know, I'm not really sure on what would be like a fair commission for them.
Gosh, that would be, I think it'd be irresponsible for me to kind of give you an off that. I guess the right answer is I need a lot more information before I could really give you a fair answer. We'd have to talk for 20. I need a lot more information about where you're at in your business and the product, just a lot more information. So I'd hate to tell you that and have everyone write that down, which is absurd. So yeah, that's one of the few things I'd like, I just can't tell you. And the one thing I would be concerned of, I don't know where you're at revenue wise, but for me, I'm looking for, even on a commercial side, at least $500,000-$600,000, $400,000 the minimum, to start having outside salespeople. Just because, again, there, at some point there's not enough volume to support that extra person. So Cleaning Nation, don't, for those of you that are like, hey, I just started commercial, I got 3 accounts and they're $4,000 a month, now is probably not the ideal time to hire a salesperson. So yeah, on the pay, I just wanted to give you the concept of more towards performance, less towards base salary. But what that looks like specifically really talks about your market and what an average contract is and what kind of margin there is. And we'd have to really talk through those things kind of at depth for me to give you an answer that had any foundation in truth.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I'm with you 100%. That makes total sense.
Cool. Yeah, and I hate not answering, but I'd rather just be honest and go, hey, I'd rather not answer than mislead you. All right, any other questions or feedback or anything on that before we move on to the lightning round?
No, that pretty much covers everything.
All right, awesome. Let's hit it then. Lightning round is Jay's opportunity to share his experience with you, Cleaning Nation. I'm going to ask him 3 really amazing, action-packed questions. He's going to answer them quick, and life's going to be great. Question 1, what's the best piece of advice you've received, Jay?
Oh man, I should have prepared for these. The best piece of advice, really, I guess just, I don't know if this is advice that I've ever gotten, but just kind of the way I operate is I just try to be, I try to treat people the way I like to be treated, and I just try to be honest with everybody. And more often than not, it seems to be working out pretty well.
See, I'm telling you guys, we got a real live Midwestern out here. Like, just be a decent human being and things will work. Who would have guessed? They knew the secret. All right, question 2. What's the biggest mistake you made so far in the cleaning business that maybe we can learn from?
Oh, well, that's a good one. Last year, I made a huge mistake of, well, it was probably 2 mistakes at once. First, I hired someone and I didn't have them sign a non-compete contract. And I also hired her daughter as a scheduler. So she was the manager and her daughter was a scheduler. And either of them had non-compete contracts. So long story short, they ended up stealing all my clients, and it was a huge mess. We almost had to close down because of it.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
And I will say for Clean Nation out there, I do want to say be careful with that, because not that you shouldn't have them sign non-competes. I'm not saying that, but the flip side of that is if you did have them sign that, Jay, there still would have been an issue, right? It's not like that just magically keeps everyone from doing everything. It just means if you go to court and spend $30,000 to win a case that you may or may not win, you might get a piece of paper that tells them to quit it, and they may or may not stop it. So please don't hear me saying like, oh, you should have never done it, or that's stupid. I'm just saying that's a mess, and a non-compete's a good part of a plan to keep that from happening, but certainly not like, oh, I've got non-compete, so I can just check that box. I just didn't want Clean Nation out there going, well, I've got my non-compete, everything's fine. Not so. But thank you for sharing that. And that is, gosh, that's not fun. I don't know about you, but if you're like me, you really love your employees. And for me, it kind of hurts my feelings more than anything. Like, man, I thought we were friends and I always took good care of you. Why would you be so hurtful to me?
So it's
all this like financial. Yeah, that's a mess. Thank you for sharing that. Last question. What's one idea that Cleaning Nation can put into practice right away? Something they can implement today that'll improve either their life or their business or both?
I know we are, our name's Green Ladies Cleaning, and that's because we're really eco-friendly, and you know, all our products are green and environmentally friendly. I just know that that's really helped us out a lot. I know there's a big market for that, and really sets us apart from a lot of other companies out there. So, you know, I don't know if a company has to go 100% green, but I think it'd be a good idea just to offer that to some clients if that's what they're looking for, just to have that option open for them.
Yeah, the summary I'm hearing from your lightning round is be nice and be green.
Exactly.
All right, Jay, thanks so much for joining us and putting up with me. Thank you for sharing your passion and your experience. I really appreciate you. I know that Cleaning Nation appreciates you. If you want to check out Jay's show notes page and discover everything you need to grow your cleaning company, you will find it all at growmycleaningcompany.com. You can leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks. I will see you there.
Congratulations! You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.